The 25-year-old Muslim is a naturalized U.S. citizen from the former Yugoslavia. In September, Osmakok was arrested on battery charges he incurred during a religious argument at a protest. That misdemeanor charge paved the way to federal charges of attempts to use a weapon of mass destruction. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson said the charges mean there's one less terrorist to worry about.
Are we safe? No, we're not completely safe, but we are clearly safer than we were in 2001. And what you have is, all over the country, you have people that are trying to do bad things. And some of them have a terrorist motive, as is apparently this particular suspect.
Nelson attributed the capture of Osmakok to cooperation between various local and federal law enforcement agencies. But he also said the Muslim community had a hand in identifying the man.
A lot needs to be said also about the cooperation of people in the Muslim community. They had pretty well identified this fella as being a problem. And so this is a good example of America coming together to try to prevent a terrorist attack.
According to Hassan Shibli of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, Osmakok was a concern to many Muslim individuals. Shibli said Osmakok was banned from two different mosques over the past 2 years.
People were concerned with his just extremist views. He was against the Muslim community as a whole. He was against organizations like CARE. He was against, I think a lot of the principles that we as Muslims stand for. Therefore, we did not feel comfortable having the individual at mosque, and that's why he was reported. But I think the fear at that point was that maybe he was just mentally disturbed and a troubled youth. And therefore, I think the community members hoped that by reporting him, he could get proper assistance.
And Shibli said this isn't the first time members of CARE have experienced extremism among one of their own.
This particular chapter and its staff have been targeted by similar like-minded individuals who have called us infidels, walked out on us, spoke out against us publicly. They're very few. I think, one in every 2,000 people I've met maybe is like that. And this is one of the problems. I mean, CARE is fighting extremism on both ends. We're fighting the extremists who label all Muslims as evil and terrorists, and we're fighting the extremists who say Islam and America is incompatible with each other.
Even though some Muslims reported Osmakok's strange behavior, Shibli said many other arrests that are related to possible terrorist plots bordered on entrapment by the government.
There's been several reports out there that about 17 out of 20 of the terrorist convictions that occurred in the United States since 9/11 were actually initiated and instigated by law enforcement. And then they found a disturbed individual to actually go ahead and agree to do it. And that disturbs us. So there was an article by Fox News actually out there where by one of the Fox News reporters saying, well, the FBI is saving us from their own plots, and we're thankful for them for that. And again, I don't know if that's the situation. So it's very, I think, difficult, and it's premature to judge at this point.
When asked about possible cases involving entrapment, U.S. Senator Bill Nelson wouldn't comment on his position.
Well, on this particular one, if you get the details from the U.S. attorney this afternoon, you'll see that there's no question that there was any entrapment here.
It's certainly not in this case, but there have been situations like that.
Yeah, if you give me a specific case, I'll give you a specific answer.
News of Osmakok's charges and this afternoon's appearance in federal court could lead to hate crimes against Muslims. CARE's Hassan Shibli encouraged people to avoid acts of violence.
Unfortunately, these things serve to sometimes incite violence and backlash against the Muslim community. In Florida, we've had mosques and individuals being targeted. And I think, really, I have good faith in the American people, though, that we realize that there's criminals in every single group and that there's no sense in using this to incite further violence.
Shibli said he believes Osmakok may suffer from mental illness and hopes he will be treated appropriately. Osmakok faces a maximum sentence of life in prison and $250,000 fine if he is convicted. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.